Hey, mighty man of God, you don't just have to listen and eavesdrop on me and the guests I interview on this show. How would you like to talk with someone directly to help you with your challenges, frustrations, and concerns? Book a free breakthrough call with us so we can find out where you are, where you like to go, and how we can connect you to a community of godly men who can help you get there. Although the breakthrough calls are free, time slots are limited. So just go to realmenconnect.com/call to schedule a call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. It's like my wife always says, nothing will ever change unless you change something. So book your breakthrough call today. That's realmenconnect.com/CALL. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't quit when their wives don't submit. Ooh, I like that one. Let me say that again. I say real men don't quit when their wives don't submit. Guys, during one of my quiet times this weekend, I made a pit stop on a passage that almost every married Christian man has either read or heard before, and it's out of 1 Peter chapter 3. Now, in that chapter, Peter is talking to believers, and he said that women should submit to their wives, and husbands are to love and live with their wives in an understanding way. Now, whereas most men gravitate towards verse 1 in that chapter where Peter writes, "In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives when they see your respectful and pure conduct." Obviously, you can see why most men want to part right there, because it's explaining a wife's responsibility and her role in loving her husband. But my favorite verse in 1 Peter chapter 3 is verse 7. Where Peter writes, "You husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered." See, this is the husband's responsibility in loving and living with his wife, living with her in an understanding way and showing his wife honor. In doing so, his prayers won't be hindered. Now, what a responsibility. Now, as a Christian husband, I must confess that I've read and heard this verse more times than I can even count. But it seems like I'm always going back and referring to it time and time again. And this week wasn't any different. Now, and finally, I think I know why. I truly believe Peter's words, and I try to love my wife according to its truth. But I really struggle in getting my brothers in Christ to believe, receive, and walk in this truth. Now, I'm not saying I've mastered this, not by a long shot. But I want my brothers in Christ to hold me accountable to doing it. But how can I expect them to hold me accountable to it if they struggle believing it? So when I read through this chapter again, this time slowly, for what seemed like the 100th time, I asked God to give me an even deeper revelation than what I thought I already knew. And 2 hours later, here are the 8 lessons I learned about submitting and leading as a husband. 1, submission isn't about who's more important or who's inferior in the marriage, but rather about who is responsible and who God will hold accountable. See, even Jesus submitted and was subjected to his parents and God, and that didn't make Jesus any less important or inferior. So submission does not have to be looked upon as a bad word. Here's 2. Second lesson I learned was Peter said in verse 1 that a wife is to submit to her own husband, but it didn't say that she needed to submit to all men. So that means as a husband and spiritual leader, if you're leading your wife well, your words should carry more weight in your home than your pastor, your father-in-law, or even your wife's boss, because she's looking to you for leadership. Here's the 3rd lesson I learned. Acknowledging your wife as the weaker vessel doesn't mean your wife is weak or feeble. It should just be a reminder to you that your wife needs your emotional and physical strength to help her, not to hurt her. See, boasting in our strength as a man is a recipe for disaster, because the enemy Satan specializes in making strong men weak, but our Father in heaven specializes in making weak men strong. God wants you to be strong for your wife, not to strong arm your wife. Now here's the 4th lesson. Your wife's submission to you is a powerful expression of her trust in God, even if she lacks trust in you. So that means her refusal to submit to you reveals a lack of trust in God, not just a lack of trust in you. And likewise, your submission to God and any appointed authorities in your life is a powerful expression of your trust in God, even if you lack trust in man. So whenever you refuse to submit to authority, it only reveals your lack of trust in God. I'm hoping this makes sense. Now, here's the fifth lesson. Lecturing your wife on what's right or what's wrong won't ever draw her closer to Christ. But if you're willing to show her godly submission, righteous behavior through extending her grace and mercy, and showing her your reverent fear of God, then you will at least soften her heart towards you and towards God. And here's the sixth lesson. If you really want to know the true condition of your heart towards your wife when it comes to submission and leadership, always ask yourself, would you rather be faithful to God or successful with your wife? Now, this is important because when you're focusing on being faithful to God, that means you're focused on what God wants. But when you're focused on being successful in winning an argument or getting your way, that means you're focused on what you want, not what God wants. Here's the seventh lesson I learned. If you're truly being led by God and Holy Spirit, whenever your wife does submit to you, she should always feel safe, not like a slave. Because if you respect God's authority over you, you won't ever abuse the authority He's given you over your wife. And here's the last lesson, lesson number eight. And finally, when you truly live with your wife in an understanding way, as it says in verse 7, you won't see your wife as just your wife, but also as your sister in Christ. And you will treat her and respond to her accordingly. Now, I must say that these lessons really blessed me because I realized that I had to confess that I occasionally forget that being the spiritual head isn't a position that comes with rights, but rather a responsibility that comes with consequences. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want my prayers to ever be hindered. So I need to remember that my wife, Tanya, is more than just my wife. She's my sister in Christ. And knowing this makes it easier for me to love and live with her in an understanding way. Because remember, even when a man's wife doesn't submit, a real husband never quits. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with another man who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And you guys know I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners. And like I always do, I pulled up one randomly. And this one was from Pleasem. That's his ID name on iTunes. And I love this review that he wrote. Pleasem wrote, "I have been listening to this podcast for several months. And the only regret I have is that I'm only now doing a review on it. I travel a lot and have a very stressful job. So this podcast has helped me through an awful lot over the course of the last several months. And I now have many new books in my collections because of it also. Some of these books have really helped me through a lot of issues. Dr. Joe's guests and his interview style are fantastic. The content is amazing and I highly recommend it. Thanks, Dr. Joe." And thank you, Pleasem, for leaving a pleasing review. I really appreciate it, man. That really blessed my heart. And guys, I tell you, I picked these reviews by random. So if you leave a podcast review for us, who knows, I may actually read yours on the air. As you know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, you know, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.